quickly but responsibly.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Fed and the Treasury want Congress to act fast on this huge bailout of the financial industry. Fast as in this week. But Congress has to be careful here with its constituency. Taxpayers aren't exactly thrilled about yet another government bailout. This one will be $700 billion to buy up the bad debt that's eating the banks. But one question that's come up is whether foreign banks will be included in this plan. We're joined by our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what are we hearing this morning?
Well, yes, apparently there has been an agreement that this U.S. bailout will extend to toxic assets involving American mortgages, which are held by foreign banks. However, there's still a considerable amount of doubt on this side of the Atlantic whether this is going to hold up to political scrutiny in the Congress. Are American taxpayers and their representatives going to be entirely happy seeing the U.S. taxpayers bailing out the likes of UBS, Deutsche Bank, and so on, who are very heavily exposed to a lot of this debt?
What about the governments of the countries where these banks are located? Are there any movements afoot with other governments to do their own bailing out?
Not as yet, although at the weekend, the U.S. Treasury was calling on foreign governments to join in and organize their own bailouts. The UK government has already ruled it out and said it's not going to go down the American route. Clearly, it is concerned about its own yawning budget deficit as a result of the looming recession in the UK.
Another thing that seems to be a sticking point with this plan is how it's going to be paid for. It sounds like they're going to do this with treasury bonds. What's the global appetite for $700 billion in treasury bonds?
That is indeed another worry weighing on European markets this morning. The concern about these bonds, and are there really going to be sufficient numbers of institutional investors? And of course, underlying this concern is the much deeper anxiety about what happens next to the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. The events of the last week clearly are going to impose a lot of heavy burdens on the U.S. economy, and the turmoil has hardly reflected well on the U.S. economic model. So if there is a dollar rout, then all bets are off, and we would be heading into very dangerous territory.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
The dollar is losing value this morning against other currencies, and that's boosting the price of oil. Oil's close to $106 a barrel. The stock markets are fairly calm. In Asia, the markets did close higher. The Nikkei added 1.5%. But European shares are down a fraction so far, and it looks like Wall Street might open lower. The Dow starts the week at 11,388. Thursday and Friday combined, the Dow gained almost 800 points. If we're going to spend all this money bailing out banks, could we at least see some benefit in the housing market? Nobody's buying, nobody's selling. It's gotten to a very frustrating point. Here's Dan Gretsch.
Home prices have been in free fall around the country, but many potential buyers have stayed out of the market. Jack McCabe runs McCabe Research, a real estate tracking firm.
There's a lot of people that are anxious and have been waiting to buy, but they wanted to buy at the bottom. And now I think they're going to see that maybe we're getting close and maybe now's the time to get in.
McCabe says a federal bailout of the financial industry is likely to loosen tight credit markets. New buyers will be able to get loans, and current owners will be able to refinance their mortgages at better rates. But McCabe says a government rescue package will come at a hefty price.
It doesn't just go away. We end up ultimately paying for it, and we're going to pay for it to the tune of probably $1 trillion over the next 2 to 3 generations plus interest.
And McCabe says the housing crisis isn't over just yet. In the coming months, we're likely to see a new wave of foreclosures. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Soon you might be able to get your hands on a Goldman Sachs credit card. Last night, the Federal Reserve voted to let Goldman and Morgan Stanley get into commercial banking instead of just investment banking. That means Goldman and Morgan can take deposits, giving them greater access to capital. I'm sure Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers wish they'd had that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by The Economist, every week covering issues that matter around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
The head of product safety in China resigned today. Hardly surprising, more than 50,000 Chinese babies have kidney problems from drinking tainted milk. The milk had an industrial chemical in it called melamine. And, as you might recall, this isn't the first recall in China. Our Shanghai correspondent Scott Tong has more.
China's top quality supervisor was Li Changjiang. Every product safety scandal has occurred on his watch, from lead paint in toys to tainted pet food and now toxic milk powder. Arthur Krober of Dragonomics Consulting sees Li as the scapegoat for a government that wants to show it's on the case.
I suspect that what will happen is we will now have a massive campaign to test all kinds of milk products, to impose draconian punishments on milk suppliers, and that this particular problem will be addressed.
But Krober says fundamental flaws in the system remain. For one, it's impossible to check the tens of thousands of family farmers who supply much of the food chain. And that chain extends well beyond China. Certain Chinese milk products are now banned in Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, Bangladesh, and several other countries. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.